Chapter 5. Yes, Danny and Gramps. On Saturday morning, Posy was watching cartoons when Gramps arrived. She went into the kitchen. Gramps was helping Danny put on his coat. "Where are you going?" Posy asked. "I'm taking Danny to see some trucks," said Gramps. "They're building a new wing on the hospital. There are backhoes and bulldozers everywhere. Can I come? This is a boys' day out sport," said Gramps. "An early birthday present. Just you and Danny?" said Posy. "But it's you and me who will do special things on Saturday."
"Darn right, our special Saturdays. That's not going to change," Gramps said.
"Posy, you don't even like trucks," said her mom.
"I do too,"
Posy said in a small voice. Gramps hugged her.
"We'll be back in no time," he said.
Posy got on the living room couch when they left. She looked out the window as Gramps buckled Danny into his car seat. Then Gramps got into his truck and backed slowly out of the driveway. The truck disappeared down the street. Posy's eyes stung. She blinked fast. Danny had Gramps all to himself. Posy wished she didn't even have a baby brother. She sank down on the couch and crossed her arms. Her mom came to the door. "Why don't you invite a friend over?" she asked.
"I don't feel like it," said Posy.
"Then come and help me make Danny's cake."
"Why should I,
when you won't buy me a bee razor?" Her mom looked at Posy for a minute.
"You're being silly," she said.
"I'll be in the kitchen if you need me." Posy frowned at the empty room. She didn't like her mom and Gramps anymore. All they cared about was Danny. No one cared about her.